Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Take a trip to the only theme park unsuitable for children. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Dismalland. A place where all your dreams come true.
I like to say there's no rules on this podcast, right?
Well, there's some rules.
There's mostly rules. It's a lot of rules.
Yeah, it's a
ton of rules. Mm-hmm. This one doesn't necessarily fit in the category, so to speak, but then it does.
Is it single?
It's single, but it's like still living with its ex.
Oh.
Yeah, and not on the couch, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Yeah,
yeah.
Jason's referencing another dating foible where I was texting with a guy and his ex was listening to all the texts on their what's that called on your computer? iMessage?
iMessage, yeah.
And then she texted me twice from two unknown numbers.
What we should do is you should be posting the, just linking the podcast so she can rate and review.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah.
I blocked her. I shouldn't have. I'm not like working for us.
No,
really.
I know. You're very, you need to market to these guys' exes here to get that out there.
I'll work on it.
But this one is just if I can go back to places that happened and do it, this would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't because it no longer exists,
mm-hmm.
but it is Dismalland, Banksy's Dismalland.
Oh,
do you remember when this came? This is about 2015.
Okay. I remember, yeah.
And he...
You got a text.
Can
I get that?
No, but it's Michael Gallagher, who he was on...
That's right, the Stanley.
He's on the Stanley. He just texted me, just saw Serenity. I'm going to curse. Holy fuck, because he said that. Do you know the movie Serenity that's out now?
No.
It's very well known for the articles that are out now because of the absolutely bonkers twist. Absolutely. It honestly fits in with this podcast.
Whoa, I got to see it.
And it's a movie that's been pushed for a while, too. It's Matthew McConaughey, okay. Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane. And you're like, oh, this looks good. Like some kind of like revenge murder noir. I read this. I was like, I got it. People were like, if you read the spoilers, it won't change you wanting to see the movie. Mm. Terrible reviews. Not a great movie. I think when a movie gets pushed a lot, you're like, why were you showing commercials a year ago and it still hasn't come out?
Yeah.
The twist is absolutely bonkers. So he just popped up.
Well, if you have any opinions on Serenity, email us at ghostdownpod@gmail.com.
Do that. but we are going to talk about Banksy's Dismalland that was a blip. You know, as far as time, but I remember when it came out and, you know, I went to England like a year later and I was like, I can't make a trip out there for this. But it was one of those things that I think kind of embraces things that we're all interested in, especially on this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, like we talk a lot about amusement parks. We talk Ooh. About, you know, the kind of the darker side of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I this is like one of those places that I would like to, if I can go to that, that do not exist, but you're going to kind of, and also this is something that is best represented visually in a photo.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little specific why, because I've watched a lot of video and I've seen a lot of photos and I've re-looked at some photos and I've revisited it again. So it's like words don't really do it justice.
Okay.
But we need some words.
We need words because it's a podcast.
Yeah. But you know what? I want to, I want some words to do some justice for a podcast that we really like called Teen Creeps. My friends, Lindsay and Kelly, they do a podcast called Teen Creeps.
Yes.
It's super fun.
It is
super good.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So if you grew up reading dog-eared paperbacks with campy neon cover art and titles like Nightmare Hall or Fear Street 15, The Prom Queen, or The Last Vampire, Creatures of Forever, which I did, well, my friend, we've got a podcast for you.
Teen Creeps, hosted by grown-up comedians Kelly Nugent and Lindsay K. Tai, dives headfirst into the best and worst YA pulp fiction of the 80s and 90s. We're talking R.L. Stine,
Hell
Christopher
yes.
Pike,
uh-huh.
Caroline B. Cooney, Lois Duncan, Babysitter's Club, Sweet Valley High. Oh, I know that one. And the list goes on and on.
It's like a book club that doubles as a sleepover, tackling important questions such as, what should I do if my high school boyfriend is an ancient ghost? And how can I avoid getting murdered at my own prom?
You do not want to miss Kelly and Lindsay's dramatic reenactments from the book of the week or their own awkward high school memories, which they'll gladly dig up and parade around for everyone to hear.
Hmm. Plus, they have on amazing guests from the podcast universe to talk about YA pulp fiction that obsessed them. Guests like Ira Madison III, Mary Holland, Nick Weiger, Alice Wetterland, and Betsy Sodaro.
So what are you waiting for? Get creepy today and subscribe to Teen Creeps on the Forever Dog Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday. Huh. Just like us.
Just like us.
Yeah, we're just like one big happy family. So Wednesday's going to be a big
day.
Wednesday's a very, very big day.
I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if the biggest part of your day is Ghost Town, awesome.
Yeah.
But also mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, why not pop another one? Don't not listen to ours. Yeah. But also listen to this.
Yeah. So Dismaland.
Yes.
It's one of those things where I was like, oh yeah, this is amazing. Because you know, in Los Angeles, I'm gonna say I've never been a big art person. I've thought about that. Mm-hmm. Michelle, my wife, works in the art world. She knows a lot about art. The art for me that I, beside like classical art that you kind of, you know, Rembrandt or Van Gogh,
like
whatever.
Pollock, Picasso.
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, the art that I was familiar with because kind of growing up in New York would be like Keith Haring and Andy Warhol. And
totally.
I'm old, so I always loved that. In fact, when I was traveling around, there was like some great Andy Warhol pop-ups and a lot of pop art, like that mid-80s pop art, which I've always loved. So I'm not like a big art person, but Banksy is somebody that I was obviously not familiar with. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, I had his like first album. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I was there in the beginning. No, I wasn't there in the beginning or at the end or the middle.
Yeah. When did you first hear about Banksy?
Well, living in LA, because I drove down Sunset and you would see like the Rat.
Yeah.
I didn't know, oh, that's a Banksy. It was just like, oh, that's, I mean, I'm new in LA. That's art. And then I kind of slowly got hip to it, meeting people and then, you know, people informing me. So like, and I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm a huge, you know, Banksy fan, but things that when people, we don't know who Banksy is. I know people say that, automatically kind of makes it, ooh, it's very mysterious. And that's part of his allure and it's subversive. And, you know, generally I guess I would agree. And I love counterculture. I love shaking things up. I mean, I love like, you know, graffiti, like growing up in New York, like, you know, like the 5 points in Brooklyn, whatever, the 5 points area where all the graffiti that's been kind of taken over.
Yeah.
And I just remember like getting on a subway and there's like a ton of graffiti. And I always thought it, not to say that I encourage people to, I know I sound like such a square.
You sound like a limo.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Then that's what I wanted to do. That was my intention. So I'm very good at this.
Okay.
But I just really always kind of appreciated it from like a cultural standpoint.
Yeah.
And then when this Dismaland thing popped up, which ties directly in with how we feel about amusement parks.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you've opened up my eyes.
I mean, amusement parks to me, and I'm not even like somebody who goes to like a lot of amusement parks in a sense. I went to Disneyland once.
Mm-hmm.
in the last couple of years, and I went like as a VIP through like places I worked. So I went to the front of the line, never had to wait on a line, had dinner, had a personal tour guide. So I've never experienced Disneyland. I just made my glasses go crazy right now.
He's really committed to this topic, so listen up.
I experienced Disneyland. In fact, I got a ride home from Disneyland. This is. Have you seen the movie Hook?
Of course I have.
Do you know the character plays Rufio?
Yeah.
I didn't, but I got a ride home from him from Disneyland.
Holy shit.
Dante, yeah. Because he was just with our crew, and I didn't even talk to him really the whole day, but I was just like, you know, is anyone going back? Because there was like this event, like, VidCon, and he was like,
cool. I'm a legend from the most important movie of Rebecca's childhood.
But he was not like that at all. Like, we were in this, like, it was, you know, long, it was from Anaheim back to LA, and he's like, I got to get up early tomorrow. I'm going to like South Dakota for like a thing. And he explained what it was. Like he does, you know, like meet and greets and sign things. And he's like, oh, I'm known for the movie Hook. And I was like, I've never seen it.
You never saw Hook?
No. I know. When I tell Michelle, because I told Michelle, I was like, I got to ride home from the guy in Hook. And she's like, what do you mean you've never seen Hook?
Yeah. No, it's hard for me to understand.
Yeah. That. So, and he was super, I was like talking to, maybe she's his wife now or still his girlfriend or not at all, but I was like talking to his girlfriend, like speaker, and he was really cool. We were just like kind of yapping about like YouTube, and I have his phone number. I always thought about having him as like a, you know, if we had a guest, if we ever, you know, we're in the discussions of doing a live show. Putting that out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's underway. Our first live show.
I know. I'm so excited.
Is happening. And then from there, we're going to announce another live show.
Can you imagine?
If there's a city that you think, podcasts do well here, or you'd like to see us do a live show, please message on Instagram, ghosttownpod or ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Please. We want to hear from you. Yeah. We are so excited about this. We want to come to you. We want to bring cool shit to you. Yeah. We want to do little tours for you.
Yeah.
We want you to have it all.
Yeah. And we want to go out to Chili's with you, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line, right?
Exactly.
So make sure you live near a Chili's. But that was my only experience with Disneyland. And I think inherently, because I've been to Disney World once, and then I've gone to other amusement parks, mostly as a kid. And they're always kind of macabre. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Everything is very kind of big and almost kind of looming. Yeah. Big characters looming.
Yeah.
So when he did Dismaland, I feel like it was
an extension of your perception.
It was not. And I think it was almost like it was work, but not that much work, because it lends itself to being very corporate.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about how the Disney, as far as amusement parks, like, kind of took over, decimated everything.
Yeah.
You know,
there's only Disney.
You can listen to the episode that we got the NAR Dreamland. You know, there's just a bunch of episodes that we've done that we discuss. We discuss Disney
theme parks and Disney essentially killing a lot of the theme parks that, and then other people trying to copy the Disney model and failing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and of course, in Southern California, I mean, Disneyland is like a huge thing, and Disney overall is almost like a superpower. And I think there's a lot of, you know, whether it's consumerism and culture. But listen, people just want to have a good time. I'm not here to like...
You're here to like kill a buzz,
I don't want
to
kill your buzz. Do your thing.
No.
You want to spend a lot of money and your kids, like, they want to go there and it costs $1 zillion and they forget about 2 minutes later.
Yeah, do you want that? They buy one of those, lollipops that are like $14 and they eat one bite and then they pass out.
Yeah.
And they get sticky in your seat.
I read some, maybe it was a comedian that tweeted or posted. He's like about buying some kid, like some kind of plastic toy. They play with for 5 minutes, but takes 10,000 years to biodegrade. You know, like that kind of thing. And I'm sure I'd be guilty on it growing up and in general, but I felt like, this was like I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
But also, I think, and I went and I thought about it. I was like, there's going there, there's watching video, and there's looking at photos. I think the least interesting part is watching the videos. For some reason, there's a pretty good like 360 video out there if you want to check it out. There's some good, and I'm glad that I watched it, but I felt like, and of course the pictures are made to be taken and look awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably, you don't need, it's not like it's work to make it look great, but I think static images of things that are very somber are captured. When you watch video, it is somber, but you're not capturing it. Yeah. It's kind of, you just keep moving, and we'll get into why, but I think obviously being there would have been absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
And, yes, so dismal land. You want to take a little quickie little break?
I'd like that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So let's get dismal. Are you ready to get dismal? Or do you, or maybe
I'm abysmally dismal.
Or do you want some upbeat kind of stuff? No,
turn that shit down. Oh. Turn the abysmal. Ugh.
Okay, well, I'll get a little bit into like the basics.
Okay, I guess we gotta start with the basics.
We gotta start with the
like
basics.
Everything else in the world.
You know what I mean? You gotta wake
foundation.
Up. You gotta have a good solid breakfast here. Okay. So here's your good solid breakfast.
I got it.
And then I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of candy later. Uh-oh! We have two boxes of cookies in front of us
now. We do. It's Jason's Cookie Corner is in full force.
We got some to eat before, and Rebecca's like, oh, let's get some cookies. Mm-hmm. So I brought over two options, and she's like, how about both?
Yeah. Something you should know about me is that I am working a ton and have no time. So I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
If I have all this money, let's spend them on cookies.
Yes, we got high-end
I'm
cookies.
I'm an adult.
We got high-end, dairy.
No dairy, vegan, gluten-free.
Not on purpose.
No, that's all they had.
I got one. I would have gotten ones made in a garbage can if they had them, but it was like kind of a health nut type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dismal Land was a temporary. Like an art installation organized and created by Banksy.
Banksy, baby. And I heard about Banksy first because when I first came out here, I did a lot of art review in 2009, I guess. Or no, 8? I don't know. But like graffiti art was all of the rage then.
Yeah.
And all the things I reviewed were like graffiti adjacent. So Banksy was pretty big then. And that's where they did a lot of, I guess, Enter Through the Gift Shop was before that. But because I remember watching that in college. But everyone was like rabid about Banksy and about every derivative of Banksy.
Because there's other artists that were kind of like in his like that in that world.
Definitely.
I mean, like Shepherd Fairey would
Shepherd Fairey's huge. Like, yeah, he actually used to do stuff right around the corner at Subliminal Projects. Yeah, that was all like so big still of taking graffiti and bringing it to the art, the fine art world.
Yeah. So I figured you would know more than I mean, I just saw it and I was like, oh, that's pretty like subversive, like pretty cool. But I was like, I'm in LA, so I'm like assuming that I'm gonna
like
get
everything.
And in New York, it was very like territorial. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, my, you know, tag has got to be over your tag, and people kind of, and yeah, we still see that now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figured you would know a little bit better than me. So it was constructed in England, but in Weston Super Mare in Somerset, which I guess would be west of London, in between London and Cardiff and Wales right there. So it's like a you know, coastal seaside town. And I looked at those pictures. I love England. And I mean, I've been London and adjacent London, but I hope to go more. And I've just always been a huge fan. I just like looking at maps.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this compared to that? I don't know.
How about that?
Like, you know, when you like bring some podcast episodes, I'm looking at the maps and like, what do the streets look like now and stuff like that. I'm just I'm just like kind of like
he likes directions.
Yeah,
he
I
likes
love maps.
Oh my god,
what is going on here? Yeah. To look at those pictures, it is already relatively bleak.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's it's like watching like a Morrissey video, a music video.
Oh man,
when he's on any kind of coastal kind of like town, and I was like, yes, this is that. So you're taking something that is kind of on the brink of being dark.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it on a coastal town.
Yeah.
And it's all adding
just
up.
Just like turning it up 40 notches.
It's so
bring
good.
Bring your Zoloft. It probably won't help.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So it was prepped, obviously, in secret, undercover. Mm-hmm. So it's like technically a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's pop-ups around here.
Yeah.
You know, you get a pop-up store.
Why
everyone's
not?
Got a pop-up. I don't even really know what, but I don't know what they are really, but
yeah,
like they're there.
It is made.
Yeah.
It
and then
exists,
it's, good,
and it's gone.
Then it goes away.
It's like secret magic stores.
It was at the Tropicana, not in Vegas.
Okay.
So get that out of your head.
Get that out.
Yeah.
Out.
You're not in Vegas right now. It's at an abandoned Lido. And I was like, a Lido is, it's like an outdoor pool kind of enclosure. It's a place to go for people who can swim, sunbathe. And I was like, the word Lido. And then I remember, I think from the TV show The Love Boat, the Lido deck. Does that ring a bell?
That's
a Lido deck?
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I was like, made that connection for the very, very first time.
Wait, so Lido deck is from the name of this town?
No, it, a Lido is like a pool that's outside but enclosed, and you can go. It's a place to go to be like, hey, where can we go swim?
Okay,
it'd be like a, you know, a town or city pool, but it's like, you know, it's constructed and it's a place you can go, and it's called a Lido. And then the word Lido deck, which I've heard, which is when they use it on boats, it's the kind of like that part of the boat. Is the Lido deck
the part that
where it has a pool in it?
Oh, okay, oh, that you can go sunbathe. Right. My parents are big cruise people.
Okay, so,
this
they
is
were
all
probably
making
know.
Sense.
So that's where I was like, oh, Lido deck, that makes sense. It's like, you know, you see a word and you're just like, oh, what is that? Now I said this is going to be a little bit outside the box episode, but this Lido was abandoned.
Woo!
I made it work. I mean, I don't know if it was technically it was closed.
Okay.
So it just was like not open for business since like 2000.
Okay.
It was out of commission. But that's where Banksy made Dismaland. So it opened during the weekend of August 21st, 2015, and closed permanently on September 27th, 2015.
Very short.
And out. Whereas where I think if you drag it out, but you know, Banksy, you know what I mean? Like I don't think he's just like, oh God, I hope I can really get my money back. You know, like a return on my money. He's like, no, it's like, I think the immediacy and the, like, if you're like, oh, this is going to be open for 5 years.
Yeah.
What's the rush?
Exactly.
I'd probably have gone to it at that point and probably it would, you know, it wouldn't be the magic in a bottle.
Yeah. I love when they do that though. It's like, no, this is finite.
And that's art really is art is meant to be like, it could last for whatever. Or sometimes like it's art and then it's not. It's only art in that sense.
Exactly. It's the opposite of like for like TV or movies, for example. It's like, how about a 14th thing in this franchise? It still makes money, so let's keep it limping along.
Yeah. So I think there's like some, I mean, there's obviously some integrity with that. Its description, a sinister twist on Disneyland.
Love it. God.
Banksy described it as a family theme park unsuitable for children.
Oh, love it.
Do you love that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Get into a time machine, please.
At the very beginning was a tiny little piece of the official Dismaland commercial, which it's just kind of like, come on. It's like, you want to, you know, it has that almost a dystopian kind of commercial vibe, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's great. Definitely go check that out. And obviously, maybe while you're listening to this, if you can, if you're not like, you know, going for a walk, or even if you are not, if you're driving, be careful, be safe,
be careful.
But look at these photos because that's really, it really transported me. I was like,
I can't wait.
I was like transfixed on these photos. And like I said, when I watched the video, I watched the video to get a full scope, but I wasn't as like, didn't move me the way the photos did. And there's so many really amazing photos. But to get a little more into it, it was filmed under the guise that they were making a movie. So that's how they kind of pulled one over.
Okay.
And I looked, and I think I looked at some previous posts from back then. I think people caught on. They're like, it's supposed to be this movie, Gray Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And which sounds like a cool movie.
Yeah. I would watch that.
Yeah.
I want to give my money to everything you've said today.
Yeah. Just like blank check.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think people said like, I hear this is like some Banksy thing, but it's, you never know.
Yeah.
Like a thriller, you know what I mean? That we filmed at that location. So, back off. And the crew working on the site, just put a bunch of signs, says Gray Fox. And some of them were just kind of acting like, yeah, we're just a bunch of movie dudes.
Yeah.
Look at us being movie guys,
right?
Doing movie
guys,
stuff.
Glasses, those director chairs.
And Banksy was like, hey man, stop saying you're a bunch of movie guys. Like
people
that work on movies don't say, hey, look at me. We're a
movie
bunch of movie guy alert.
Yeah.
We're not putting up Banksy art.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
And nobody's asking
popcorn
them that. Yeah.
It goes to movies.
Yes.
Do
you like, popcorn?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. There's a plot and a story and B story.
Actors on a big screen.
Yeah, he's like, not necessary.
Film.
So how about this? They banned any imagery of Mickey Mouse from the site.
Ooh.
No Mickey. Whereas in Disneyland, like...
that's what people love. I was on another bad date asking like with this Disneyland guy. People are really into Disneyland. Like,
sure.
I always ask them.
Year passes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, why? and I've gotten a variety of answers, but his answer was like the way that they put Disney and Mickey into everything, he was very impressed by. I don't know if that's the real thing, but yeah. It is so true. It's everywhere. You can see the minutiae of the architecture, just Disney stuff, Mickey stuff all over the place.
Yeah. I guess it's like kind of like doing its job. So he's admitting that, like, hey, listen, it's doing what it's controlling my mind.
It's in my head.
Yeah. The psychology. Yeah. At least he wasn't like, no, it's like, I don't buy into that, man. I'm just like, I don't know. I think it's just like chill.
The Matterhorn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you dated a guy that's into Disney?
I went on one date with him. I wouldn't say that's dating. And he did not bring that up.
Okay. So you're just like, are you?
I mean, I've dated guys who are into Disney, if we're being real. Yeah. My
wife used to go all the time, but she used to go and like do drugs.
My ex's dad used to come in and they for like a day and they would go to Disney and ride one ride just to be there.
Oh, okay. Did you go with them?
No, I went with my ex once and it was actually fun, but I feel like I made like one disparaging comment. And he was so crushed by it.
Oh, because you were being a hater?
Like, not, I had a lot of fun. Yeah. It's like this revisionist, like where it's like his Disney ego. And I wasn't.
You think you said Donald Duck was pedantic or something? Like
probably.
That.
Yeah. Actually, that's verbatim what I said.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the park featured amusements with a dark twist, artwork by Banksy and 50 other artists. So he kind of curated. So all the art wasn't his, but it was, you know, obviously under his umbrella. Mm-hmm. It says entering the park will require visitors to endure an oppressive screening process. So there's this, when you go in, it's like a stark white, like setup of security. And, I mean, obviously they're kind of like sort of exaggerating, but it's kind of creating this kind of ice cold, you know, TSA at its worst, like it's Cold War Russia. It's what, you know, so you go in there and it's like, that's what you get as the screening thing, to go in there. Then some of the other like fun things you can do there, you know, you can get your portrait. Yeah. Well, you get the portrait of the back of your head.
Yes.
Right.
I still be on a surfboard?
Yeah, you could do that, or like flexing your muscles or something that.
Back muscles.
Yeah. Area. So you get, it's the option of back. You can probably get the front of you. I don't know what it would look like. Some of the warnings were contains uneven floor surfaces, extensive use of strobe lighting, imagery unsuitable for small children, and swearing. Yeah. See, that's right.
Oh, right. See, my wheelhouse.
See, people aren't really loving the swearing on the podcast. Yeah. But Rebecca, there was a place for you to do all that swearing where it'd be encouraged.
I go there.
Well, no, it's
a different time.
It's a different time. It was 2015. We were kids then.
What do I do now?
I was in my early 40s then. You know what I mean? It's like different. It was just like a totally different time. Okay, they prohibit some things. I'm sorry.
Like
spray paint, marker pens, knives, and legal representatives of the Walt Disney Company.
Ooh.
Not allowed.
Wow.
Persona non grata.
I love it. I wonder if, like, because I worked for Disney for a short period of time. Well, on and
we
off,
all have in some way, right?
Yeah, we all work for the mouse.
Yeah.
But if they would have known and kicked me out. What do you think?
Do you ever go to Tam O'Shanter's? This is a little. Do you know that's where like Disney got his, like, he wrote and got his ideas? I sat in that table because I went there. Yeah. I can see it from where I live.
It's
I'll say
true.
That.
You're very close to
I'm
it.
I'm very, very close to it.
I know some people work there, actually.
I want to go. It was really good.
Let's go.
I went for a birthday. Yeah.
Let's do an episode on that place.
Yeah. I think that'd be really cool. Or we could just eat a bunch of food there and then not do the podcast at all. Yeah.
Everything just have to be a big ploy for our career.
No, it should be, though.
Career, quote unquote.
Can we write it off? I don't know. Somebody
we
let us know.
You can write everything off.
The official brochure says, are you looking for an alternative to the soulless, sugar-coated banality of the average family day out? Or just somewhere cheaper, right? That's really the bottom line, right? Also, he said that the Dismal Land was entry-level anarchism.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like that?
Entry-level.
Yeah, right? It's just like, it'll get you in there.
Like anarchism light.
Here are some
snacks.
Some of the pieces. I mean, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of like rides and like attractions. One of the largest pieces was a dilapidated castle, the center of the grounds. Cinderella's carriage crash surrounded by paparazzi. You see where this is going?
Yes.
A morbid comment on the death of Princess Diana. So it's an overturned Cinderella thing with paparazzi just constantly snapping pictures. Dark, right?
I love it. Ugh, why didn't we go to this place?
Let me tell you,
both alive.
If we needed jobs, and if there was a job, I said there was a job where they didn't have to pay you, would you be interested? How about there's a job where you pay them? this would be the job.
Yeah.
Because anyone who was a like an attendant or somebody that worked there, you had to be absolutely apathetic. I mean, you're literally like a zombie.
Oh my God.
Your just face is like emotionless.
I love it.
Ice cold.
I love
I know. I know.
Oh my God.
Just absolutely, like how you probably really feel.
Can we bring this back? Can this be our most famous podcast? Yeah. And it starts this giant movement to bring back Abysmal Land.
Dismal Land.
Dismal Land.
But it, I mean, Abysmal Land is.
I mean, it's the same.
It's
shit.
The same thing. Well, we can actually make Abysmal Land because okay. It hasn't been made yet.
You're right.
And we do it right here at the apartment.
I mean, it's almost there.
But you imagine, you know how you feel at jobs or you felt at jobs, but you can't show that.
Yeah.
You know, you make that kind of smile, but you know inside you're just
like fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's different than you go to a place like where they're like customers, you get to be rude. Like,
yeah, it's like Dick's Last Resort. Edge of Evics, where it's like, I insult your hair.
And I don't like, no, I want you to tell me that I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
And give me food.
Exactly.
But it is, you act the way you probably would feel. But here's the thing is, we'd probably get fired because we're like, this is so awesome.
Yeah,
we'd
be like,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, they're like, your attitude is not good.
Yeah. Why are you not? We said 15-minute break. Why didn't you take a 6-hour break?
Yeah.
Why did you only take an 8-minute break?
Yeah.
You wanted to come back right away?
What?
No, that's wrong.
Keep watching in delight? You don't belong here.
There is, so they would wear like safety vests and mouse ear hats while telling guests to enjoy the attractions. Not enjoy, end
joy.
Oh, right?
Oh my God.
It's like, come to mama,
please. Why didn't I go here?
In our minds, we could go there whenever we want.
If I might, that's not the same.
There's a not-so-happy sandbox right next to a loan office offering a 5,000% interest rate. So there's like this kind of, you know, get your loan. There's a kid like holding money and there's like this dank sandbox that's like sad
God,
and pathetic.
So gross. Sandbox that aren't gross are gross.
Yeah, it looks like everything is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's like on the fringes of danger. There's like a truck. You know, like the picture of like a snake eating a snake.
Yeah,
there's like two trucks doing that. It's like there's so many. There's like a woman sitting at a bench, like reading a paper, and she's just covered in like a flock of geese. It's really, and I guess there was some kind of like in England, like a geese attack. I don't know what it was, like a comment on that, but it's just so cool looking. There's like a mini golf and they're like mini golfing into like oil drums.
Yes.
It's just all of that kind of stuff. There's a picnic table. Is it a toilet paper picnic table? Yes, it is.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's a picnic table you sit at. One end is this huge spool of like what looks like a toilet paper roll. Mm-hmm. And then the roll comes out and it's part of the table.
Oh,
so it's like an art thing, but
I
it's like
that.
Listen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's a toilet. The world's a toilet sometimes.
The world is a toilet, and I want to eat a sandwich on it.
I want seconds. There is a one piece of a boat of refugees, and there's like, you could like boats are crashing into it. There's like a boat of refugees, and then there's one floating in the water, and it's a comment on Europe's refugee crisis.
Of course. I was like, no comment on anything.
Yeah, no, there's no
take
comment.
Take it as is. Yeah.
But just to show it in context of kids, like, yay, this is so much fun, and you just see these, like, sad refugees, like, on this boat. There's, you know, big castles, like, just sad, like, just everything is just very, very, like, jarring and sad, like, almost kind of like, did my mind just glitch?
Yeah.
So these photos are really great. Let me tell you something. The prices are right. That's what you like to hear, right?
Tell me more.
The thing is,
like,
it's like I would have paid way more for something that costs way less, but that creates the, you know, so it's not a thing. Because if it was like, if the tickets were like $200, you'd be like,
yeah, I get it.
It's not art. Now it's.
Now it's like they want people to go there.
Yeah.
How much is it? Oh,
tickets were sold for £3 a piece, which is like, under $5.
Yeah.
Listen, but let me tell you something. Is that a value or is. Our patreon.com/ghosttownpod to get two bonus episodes for $2 a month.
I mean, yeah.
Two bonus episodes for $2.
We don't have a toilet paper picnic table,
but you can get two bonus episodes.
Two apps.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mm.
Okay. We do get some reviews where people are like, they spent 50% of the episode talking about Patreon, only 40 seconds. So
there we go.
Do math. But we appreciate anyone who rates and reviews for better or for worse. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening or sharing.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll have pictures on our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. And they had about 4,000 patrons a day. That was the limit. Mm-hmm. That's the limit. So they had over 150,000 people visiting the park by the end of its run. On Fridays, they had rock and roll music, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had Run the Jewels, De La Soul,
oh,
who I saw once, opened for Tribe Called Quest. It was great.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. Great
yeah.
show. David Albarn from David Albarn from this is going to drive me crazy that I can't Blur.
Blur.
And
oh, yeah.
And Gorillaz. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Great taste.
Yeah. And Pussy Riot. Yeah.
Oh, Pussy Riot.
Yeah. Now, what I did was I was
Pussy
like...
Pussy Riot's coming back, you know. Did yeah. you try to get those tickets? I did.
You're thinking Bikini Kill.
Bikini Kill. Yes. Oh, my God. My other Riot girl. no, Pussy... I was like going to say that the timelines don't add up. Is Pussy Riot okay?
I don't know. Why? Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was in Russia,
they,
right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. My wife just texted us. Yeah. My wife just texted, and she's... Her family's from Russia. She goes mm-hmm. to Russia. So maybe I think she might work for the KGB or something like that. She's like, well, are you talking about
Pussy Riot?
Yeah. What are you talking about? So, yeah. That's when I have dinner with her and her like her mother and her grandparents, I feel like I'm in a very, very casual KGB interrogation.
Yeah.
Just very casual.
That makes sense. I'm very Russian, not first generation. But
yeah, I know. I you know, we got that Jewish Russian.
The Jew Eastern European. That's yeah. very fun, though.
Yeah. So I looked and I was like, where is this stuff?
Yeah.
Where is the art?
Yeah.
It's all been recycled for good reason. They recycled it for homes for homeless migrants.
Too good.
It's so good. So I was like, I want to cool. be man.
You're so cool. Like, it's like, so, this
why?
Is too cool.
This is so, we'll put a couple pictures on Instagram. It won't be enough. I'm going to tell you as much
do
as I want to.
Do your own research.
Please do your own research.
I will be.
It's amazing. It's like, mm-hmm. I was just looking at when I was doing some research. I was like really, really transported there from mm-hmm. the photos. Check out the videos.
Please.
It's just kind of something that came and went. It's, under it got like so much criticism though.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, it's just an
like
easy
world,
it's
shit.
Like clickbait, it's yeah. just so easy to whatever, but it's like, did it do, I mean, it did its job
yeah.
for the people that it wanted to do its job for, and I guarantee it made at least one person think about, oh, what do we say about
yeah.
ourselves. I don't want to poo poo anything. I'm a consumer, listen, I'm, you know what I mean,
yeah.
like
I know.
I have a ton of Apple products.
I have straws, plastic straws everywhere.
Yeah. And you're throwing them right into the storm drains.
I
guess.
Right into the gullet of yeah. an endangered egret.
Yeah. But if it's doing its job for, you know, once, it, then it's done its job.
Yeah.
So I just wish we were there. And then Rebecca can do a lot of her swearing. You can start swearing now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.